So we were talking earlier about this new policy from Ards and North Down Per Council to stop commercial vehicles going into their recycling centres. Indeed, even if you're not a commercial vehicle, if you're a car towing a trailer with rubbish in the back of it, they're going to start monitoring you now. If you go more than three times in a rolling 12-month period, they have the right now to stop you. They're handing out these leaflets, Ards and North Down Per Council. One of their councillors has told this programme today that he's gone back to the council to demand that they relook at all of this policy. Meanwhile, with all of these stringent rules from one council on waste, we come back to the story of bonfires and tyres appearing. Belfast Telegraph are reporting fears of toxic clouds over Belfast as hundreds of tyres have appeared on bonfires across Northern Ireland, they say. Pictures have emerged of a lorry delivering tyres under the cover of darkness to a bonfire site in the Ballybean Estate in Dundonald. Well, there's a perfect example. That lorry can go and dump loads of tyres in Ballybean. Not a word said to them. No one stopping them. If the lorry tried to get into the local council area, they'd be stopped. Tyres were also placed on Avonneil bonfire site in Belfast, a site that's part of Belfast City Council's official bonfire programme that receives your money, that receives council funding. The tyres were later removed. Councillor Jim Rogers, community worker Jim Wilson with us today. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Jim morning, Wilson. Good morning. Morning. Jim Wilson, you will be James for the, for the next 10 minutes. Jim Rogers, tyres being delivered under the cover of darkness in Dundonald. Will they be taken away or will they just stay there?
Stephen, Ballybean at Dundonald has nothing to do with Belfast City Council. It comes under Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council area. But we have had evidence that at least one site in Belfast, tyres were delivered during the night. And that is a very worrying development. We have been involved in discussions with the bonfire builders, and most of them have now been removed. But we're keeping our eye on this one because, for example, the bonfire in East Belfast, it's over the flight path into Belfast City Airport, and that can be quite worrying. And what you've got to bear in mind, burning tyres release a deadly cocktail of chemicals into the air, with the fine particles able to settle in people's lungs. And the medical people will tell you this can lead to heart and chest problems. So the last thing we want is tyres, and we have been fairly fortunate on this front over the last couple of years. Very few of the bonfires in Belfast have had tyres. The worry is, where are these tyres coming from? There's been some suggestion that could be from the travelling community.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. We shouldn't be making suggestions like that without having evidence because...
Well, I'm not saying for definite there's been some suggestions that may not be true.
If it may not be true, let's not speculate, Jim.
No, fair enough. But quite clearly, tyre suppliers who charge you whenever you get a tyre replaced, they talk about a disposable charge. Some of them are giving tyres out to the bonfire builders. I discussed this with my council colleagues the last few days with the police, and we said to them, you need to be more proactive. But I would urge anyone, no matter who they are, if they see a lorry load of tyres, note the registration number of the vehicle and get it to the police immediately so that they can check it out if these tyres are going to be dumped.
Jim Wilson, in the context of what this programme's done this morning, people can't take waste anymore to the council dump. Without lots of rules being around it. And they see rules being flouted about bonfires. And then people like you say to me, why are we on about bonfires? It's one rule for one for another. It's a two-tiered system. Councils and the police and the state turning a blind eye to bonfire regulation. And yet draconian rules, as some people would see them, others would say they're necessary rules to keep our environment safe, imposed on people that want to take a trailer load of waste to the dump.
Well, Stephen, first of all, this is maybe unusual on your programme. I am going to actually congratulate all those bonfires throughout Belfast and Northern Ireland and all the young lads who are engaged in them, who are working with the community and who are accepting all the things that the LCC asked of them, respect, not to be burning tyres and doing stuff that is illegal. and to try and support the ethos of our culture. And I want to thank all the Emmons that are doing that, because it's a very, very small minority we're talking about where we have problems. And Jim knows that, I know that, and I think you know that. So if we start off with that, by congratulating all those bonfires that are being held in those areas that are cultural events, and when they have the parties for the pensioners and the children, and that's a good day and it's a cultural day. I want to congratulate all them, first of all. In reference to tires and stuff that's being illegally dumped, it should not be happening. That's a legal situation.
There's someone making money out of it. Because those tires should be disposed in a proper legal way, and that costs money.
Yeah, well, you're not talking about the young lads making money out of it. You're talking about businesses making money out of it, and then that comes down to the PSNI to deal with that there. But in reference to...
But the PSNI are not dealing with it.
Well, Stephen, look, let me tell you something.
That's part of the story.
It, then do you not think you should have the PSNI on here now instead of Jim or myself?
And they will give us that stock statement. I could nearly write what they will say, which is the police will be part of a community scheme, and this is for a wider community discussion, and so it goes on. We get it every year from the police.
Yes, and Stephen, we have came a long, long way. Well, bonfires in reference to you could count them in one hand, probably the number of bonfires that have got tires.
Have a listen to Paul this morning. Here's an example.
They used to have tires on every single bonfire.
Morning, Paul.
Morning, Steve.
Go ahead.
Steve, I got a letter in the post just last week. Was I the owner of a vehicle such and such? Was I in Clarence Street at such and such a time? Yes, filled it in, sent away. Got a letter yesterday. I've been fined £80 for dropping a fag button. Now, Stephen, I have a little mobile purse thing, which is like a mobile ice tray that I use, because the job that I'm in, we're not allowed to smoke in the vehicles. So I don't believe that I was the one who dropped the cigarette thing. So I rang the council yesterday, and I asked him, what evidence has he got any proof? Because I don't believe it, because he showed me doing this. And the girl on the phone says to me, we don't produce evidence until we get to court. So I'm on a no winner. I pay £60 now and walk away for something I don't believe I've done in.
Yeah. Or you have to go to court.
I go to court and pay a solicitor and pay the court fees.
But that's... So, what? Hold on a minute. I want to come back to this story. This is... What day is this? Is this Friday? I want to come back to this story on Monday, because the way that system in itself is weighted, is questionable.
I'm a new winner.
It's questionable to say to an ordinary citizen. In fact, there's a bigger story, Paul, whether you realise it or not. I don't want to be patronising. Sorry, I'm sure you do realise it. You're bringing the story to me, right?
Yeah.
But there is a much bigger point in what you're bringing to us today. So you've essentially got an arm of the state here saying, we're making an accusation towards you, against you.
Calendar days,
we are not producing any evidence whatsoever to prove our case. Yeah. We are demanding this money from you. Your only alternative is to go to court, and that's at that point, that's the only time that we will present evidence against you.
Yeah.
Well, how does the ordinary working man fight against that?
So, Stephen, I've got
I'm going to be all over that story on Monday. Which council's that?
Belfast. I was right behind the BBC in Clarence Street that he said he'd see me. So why did he not approach me and say, you've dropped that? He didn't come near me. I got a thing through a post. He said they were standing outside my car smoking and dropped a cigarette.
But they have no evidence. They didn't approach you. They're not saying
nothing,
this is the evidence. Here's the witness statement. Just pay up or else spend thousands going to court.
I asked for freedom of information of how many people they've done on the 12th of July and how many people have done on some...
Yeah, but there's a principle. Once government is allowed to start saying... No proof, no evidence, pay up a fine. That's certainly something. So, Jim Rogers, you're a councillor. I know this isn't what you're on to talk about. Are you comfortable with this?
Excuse me. This is an ongoing case, and it wouldn't be right or proper for me to discuss it.
Well, no, you can discuss the principle of Belfast City Council not providing any evidence.
I would prefer not to because there's been information disclosed on the airwaves. And I would not be acting as a responsible public representative if I was to engage in this discussion.
The principle? Okay, well, I'll accept that, Jim.
I accept this. I can understand where the gentleman's coming from, but let's get back to the whole...
We can't because we're out of time, I'm afraid. But, Jim, thank you. Jim Wilson, thank you as well.